This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. Let's talk now about cars and reputations. It was announced yesterday that Toyota has agreed to pay $1.2 billion to settle with the Justice Department over a delayed recall of millions of vehicles. The Justice Department is also investigating General Motors. That's for delaying a recall of more than 1.5 million cars. The cars have defective ignition switches that can turn off the car at high speeds. News also that GM executives are being summoned to D.C. to face congressional inquiries. Daniel House, business columnist at the Detroit News, joins us now. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So your column today focuses less on the actual monetary consequences for General Motors over these recalls and more actually about consequences of reputation.
Yeah, you know, General Motors goes into this this recall scandal, if you want to call it that, with a very fragile reputation. We are just coming out of 5 years of bailout, bankruptcy, rehabilitation, government ownership, government motors, as the rap goes.
Right.
And it has, a very shaky reputation in terms of its product and the corporation, whereas Toyota in 2010, when it got whacked very hard with this, with what was a global recall scandal, about 10 million cars and trucks were recalled at that time. They really had a very much a bulletproof reputation in the industry, and I think they could absorb the hit a lot more readily than maybe General Motors could. That's one of the real concerns here, is how they're able to negotiate this.
Sure, and one of the interesting things, too, that I've been reading about is this idea that when this happened to Toyota, it was, you know, around 2009 when auto sales were just sort of kaput, right? They weren't doing well. Now, the auto industry is, you know, rebounding, and this is happening to General Motors right now when they're hoping to sell cars.
Well, yes, that's right. And you also got to lay in here, you've got new leadership at the top of the company. You've got a new CEO, Mary Barra, the first woman to ever head a global automaker. She actually learned first of some of these problems between the time that she learned she was going to be CEO and the time she actually took the job. So essentially, she went into the job with this very large problem on the radar screen, and now it's squarely on the plate in the center of her desk, and a very large problem she's going to have to deal with. And that will include going before committees in Congress in a midterm election year, which I think will probably rekindle a lot of the animosities about General Motors, both from conservatives and Republicans who were against the bailout, who are against government intervention in the private sector, and from Democrats and who and their friends in the trial bar who are suspicious of corporations typically and will use this as an opportunity to criticize them. And you can bet there's going to be a lot of litigation as a result of this.
Right. You write in your column sort of focusing on the possibility that this could really become a political circus in D.C.
Listen, people I talk to down there predict that that's exactly what will happen. So the question really becomes, how are they able to mitigate this, and how do they manage it on the run-up to the hearings? And that includes everything from Mary Barr herself having personal conversations with ranking members of Congress who are going to be involved in these, and my understanding is those have already begun.
Okay.
Apologies, which in the case of GM have been at least 3 or 4 times publicly, 2 to 3 times by Mary, once by the president of North America. They've appointed a new global vice president for vehicle safety. So they're clearly trying to do learnings, if you will, from the Toyota mistakes. And Eric Holder, the attorney general, yesterday when he announced the $1.2 billion fine against Toyota, the largest ever against an automaker, basically sent the message that what this says more than anything else is that if you try to mislead regulators and mislead the public, we're coming after you. So I think that's one of the big questions in the GM case.
Well, and let's look at this from a crisis management point of view. As you said, Mary Barra has already personally apologized. The company has created the vehicle safety czar position. They've hired lawyers to conduct an internal investigation. You talked to some crisis management folks. From that point of view, how is GM doing so far?
I think generally people think they're doing pretty well. The view is you have to keep it up. You don't just make these, for example, in the case of the CEO, either being out there publicly or talking to lawmakers and other key officials. You don't just do it and stop. you keep working those relationships. This is a relationship kind of thing. And this isn't about making it go away so much as it's about mitigating the damage. But it's an attempt to try and continue to be to show a human side, a compassionate side. And Mary brings a unique set of skills to this. And she's already talked about the fact on camera that she's a mom and she has two teenage kids and that this is a very concerning to her. She's also the first automotive engineer to head General Motors in more than a generation.
Right.
There have been other engineers, but not. She's come up to the automotive side. So she's got some technical expertise here that other people don't necessarily have.
Well, let's go back to this idea of sort of the old GM versus the new GM and reputations. You know, post the GM bankruptcy, the automaker had been working so hard to shed this previous reputation. What does this mean now for the new GM going forward? Do we know?
Well, I think it does a couple things. One is, I don't think there's any question that this is this recall of these models from the 04, 5, 6, 7 time frame, none of which, by the way, are currently in production.
Right.
I think it reminds the public of GM's past. It reminds them of some of the facts that they have struggled with quality problems. Now they're doing a lot better with their new product. They're doing remarkably better with the new product. A number of pieces of which were developed while Mary Barra headed global product development, by the way. But I think it reminds them of that. I mean, it really kind of gives them some turbulence, and it's going to be more difficult for them to navigate. But again, I think what's really important is how they manage these coming months. And also the other thing is we don't know what we don't know yet. I think a lot of people who have been through this will tell you that the people that know the most right now are the lawyers.
Yeah.
Because those are the people who are inside looking at the paper trail,
going
looking
through
the emails, talking to the people, looking if there are minutes of meetings, of strategy board meetings, for example, where you had senior executives run those things inside the old General Motors. Did any of this stuff come up, bubble up to the strategy board level? Now, people tell me that have been involved, they think probably not. I talked to one guy yesterday who said, I was sat in a lot of strategy board meetings, and I can't ever remember a recall coming up to that level.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we don't know how this is all going to percolate. What I do think you're going to see is a real unvarnished kind of view on the part of General Motors. Mary Barra is a product of GM, going back, spent her whole career there, went to GMI. The general counsel of General Motors has been around GM for a very long time and has worked at very high levels in the company. But I would not be surprised if at the end of the day we see metaphorically the old GM and its management thrown under the proverbial bus if they have to do that to move forward. Because really their job is about managing the company going forward for shareholders, employees, and customers. I mean, those three groups, and if they've got to do that, that's what they're going to do, I think.
Daniel Howes, business columnist at the Detroit News. He joins us every Thursday here on Stateside. Dan, thanks so much.
My pleasure.